Perek Yod Gimel Seif Mem Aleph, a new part of Libon. It's not really Libon, it's called Schita. Schita is squeezing out. The Isaf in squeezing out has got two problems. One problem is one takes a cloth and one squeezes out the water which is inside the cloth, it's got a problem from Libon. You're cleaning the cloth. Another problem is also Schita, which we call it Schita, squeezing out, is a problem from Mefarek, Dosh. Because since the water was one entity with the cloth, now you take it out of the cloth, it's gone Issa Minatoya from Dosh, from Schita. The squeezing out from a cloth is got a problem like squeezing out from a fruit. Take a grape and you squeeze it out, and you go make from it wine, that means you take out the juice from it, the problem from dosh, schita. Same thing if you got a garment or a bag or you got some cloth, you squeeze it out, it's got a problem from schita, you got a problem from dosh. Now we're going to discuss a person squeezes out from begodim, from clothes or cloth, is it gone issa from Libon, does he have an issa from schita, from dosh, is it allowed or not? So if mem aleph, schita begodim, to squeeze out water, liquid from a cloth, from a beged. Beged or matlis, if you've got a beged or a cloth. Oy spog, you've got a sponge. Okay, I'd say that spugim b'mayim also the seichtum shum is a libun. A beged which has got water inside it, any sort of liquid inside it, and you squeeze it, or if it's not a beged, if it is a rag, or it is a sponge, any sort of substance which has absorbed water, and you go and squeeze it out from the water, you're chayav mishom issa libon. Number one, you got problem from libon. Cleaning. You're cleaning the cloth. You're cleaning the beged. You're cleaning also the sponge. If the beged which you squeezed it from, or the cloth, is clean, therefore we learned before, come to some shit, there's no problem to take out water, because it is already clean. Even though you got different problem, the problem from schita, which is mefarek. Not only us as chayav, because you got a problem from Mefarek, you got a problem from Dosh, you're taking out the water from the beged. Gam begodim ha'arugim mechutim synthetiim. Ve'ein behem shum ta'aru v'shal chutim tivi'im. Ve'gam einam tfurim b'chutim tivi'im. Also let's say something. Even if you've got thread, a beged which is made from thread from not natural, made from synthetic, nylon or some other synthetic, even though they don't absorb, but since the beged is made from chutin, is made from string, and it is woven, therefore the beged itself goes and absorbs any sort of water, nozlin. Therefore squeezing out is going to be a problem not only from Libon, you're going to have a problem also from schita, a problem from a farik. We'll learn later on, it's compared to fast, compared to hair. Hair is only also awesome to squeeze it, since it doesn't absorb in itself, only absorbs in between. Therefore, the same thing here, if you've got a beged which has been woven with chutim synthetic, and since they don't absorb themselves, they only are in between the chutim, in between the threads, therefore it's only going to be an issa drabbanon to squeeze it, but you've got an issa drabbanon to squeeze it, like we have an issa to go and squeeze out hair. To if membes shimush b'matlit rutuva, to using a rag which is wet, which is got nozlim inside it, which has got some sort of liquid inside it. Also lishtamish b'matlit rutuva l'tzerech nikuya shulchan ha'aritzpa. You're not allowed to use any sort of rag or any sort of cloth which is moist, which is wet, which has got some liquid inside it. in order to clean the table or haritzpa, or to clean the floor. Because when you clean it, when you clean the table, when you clean the floor, what happens? The water from the cloth comes out. And not only does it come out from itself, you want it to come out. So you want the water which comes out, because that's the way one cleans. If you take a dry cloth and you want to clean it, it doesn't exactly work. But if you take a wet cloth, since the wetness goes out from the cloth onto the surface, that's the way one cleans. Therefore, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because you are cleaning with, you are doing schita, you're taking out the water from the cloth in order to use the water. If you wouldn't use the water, then it may be a melachah shel shchicha v'gufa. We learn Be'ezus Hashem that if you use the water, then that's what you want. You want to take it out and using the water. Therefore, the worst thing, and it's 100% schita, to go and use a cloth which is wet. Amna muter lishtamesh b'matlis yevesha. Amna lisfog l'teicha mashkin. But if you have a dry cloth and you want to go and put it on a place which is wet, and you want to dry it with the cloth, then you're not doing schita. You're not squeezing the cloth. You are cleaning with the cloth. The cloth is dry, and the cloth absorbs the wetness. There's no issa schita there. You didn't squeeze away the cloth. You're not using the cloth to squeeze it. Using the cloth in order to absorb what is there already. No problem altogether to do that on Shabbos. Come on, simulun zayin, din ha-meshamesh ha-shimosh b'matlis ha-mukhun ha-scotch-brite or b'mevreshes nylon. Here's what it says. Later on we'll discuss using a scotch-brite, if you're allowed to use a scotch-brite or allowed to use a brush which is made from nylon. We'll discuss it later on.